Well, last night, Donald Trump gave his first speech to Congress. It was not officially a State of the Union speech, but it was the joint address to Congress, and it was pretty well received by both conservatives, which you would expect, and liberals, which you would not expect. And agreeing to join us this morning is the President of the United States. We are the only local radio show in America that he has agreed to go on this morning to talk about his speech last night. We say good morning to the 45th president of the U.S., Donald Trump. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you. First off, let me just say you guys have an absolutely terrific show. Okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Oh. Everyone I know in Dallas listens to you, and they all agree it is special and it is very, very tremendous. And I just want to say that.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you very much. Well, hey, your speech was really good last night.
I do appreciate that. Look, I'm becoming so presidential. I am just a fantastic presidential person now. I've turned a corner. I'm no longer going to engage in trivial arguments, okay?
Okay, well, good.
Trivial arguments. Mm-hmm. It's time for our divisions to be healed, for all Americans to come together with the inner cities to stop all this disaster, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what it is, a disaster, okay? I'm no longer going to fight with the FBI or the CIA or the failing New York Times or the fake news CNN, the idiot Don Lemon, okay? Look, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
Well, that's good. I think that'll be a relief to a lot of people.
As we speak. Look, I looked out at that crowd last night, and believe me, I could have said something about each and every one of them, okay? There were a lot of disasters in that room, okay? But I didn't say one negative word about that Botox Frankenstein Nancy Pelosi.
Okay, now.
Well, you just did, though.
No, but I'm saying I didn't say it.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Okay, by the way, did you see the hottest Trump in the House when she stood up? Fantastic.
Yeah, you're talking about Melania.
I thought Ivanka looked wonderful.
Well, now, I thought you'd be talking about your wife, not
Melania
your daughter.
Melania was also there. That is correct. Yeah. Yes. And by the way, did you notice when you looked at Melania that in a show of solidarity, she was sitting next to a beautiful inner city that was there at my request?
Yeah.
A beautiful inner city.
Just a beautiful inner city. A young inner city was sitting next to her. And I thought that was very, very important.
Yeah.
By the way, I have the best erections. Okay.
That's out of left
field. Why do you have to tell us that?
My erections always last longer than 4 hours, okay?
Oh, wow. You better call a doctor.
My erections, they're wonderful. They're so long they clear off coffee tables when I turn around. But listen to me, okay?
Okay.
What was with all the women there in Congress? In Congress. And they're all wearing white.
Yes, okay? that's a women's right movement symbol.
I very much doubt any of them were virgins. Yet they're all wearing white. Why is that?
Well, I don't think it's like a bride where they're trying to say
that
virgins.
That wasn't the message they were getting across.
Weren't
there.
They worried about bleeding out of the Megyn Kellys while wearing that? It's such a risky color. Why wear it?
I thought you weren't going to talk like that anymore.
Luckily, most of them look past menopause, okay? They look very, very old. Very, very unattractive.
Oh.
But once again, I'm not going to say that.
Right. But you just did. But, yeah.
I did a luxurious job of reading from the teleprompters. It was fantastic. A lot of people are saying it was the best job ever. I don't know. I haven't seen the stats. But I was reading those words for the first time, reading them as Steve Bannon was typing them in real time.
Wow. That's risky.
No one's ever done that. All right, which one was that? Which one was that one right there?
What? That's risky?
Okay. Yeah, okay. This is the little ticket diarrhea monkey that forces his failed ski on the weekend.
Hey, I thought we weren't going to do this anymore.
You lied to your kids about doing drugs.
What?
Everyone knows that.
What?
I thought you were going to be nice to us and everybody.
Well, I had to say something about that guy, because quite frankly, everyone talks about you, and no one likes you. Okay.
Oh,
no, that's just not true.
Some people like me. Not everybody.
Failed show. You fake sports.
I thought we had a great show.
Fake sports.
See, I knew you couldn't stay with it for longer than 10 hours.
You know, which one is that one?
Well, George.
Okay. All right. That's George once again.
No, that was Craig. That was Craig.
Backside is nothing but mud.
No.
Nothing but mud.
No.
Okay?
No.
Nothing but mud. Hey, listen, what did you think of Paul Ryan up there looking like a PX-90 Eddie Monster? Okay? Even people in my own party, they look like disasters. By the way, look forward to my next speech to Congress. It's going to happen tonight.
Another
one? Tonight?
I'm going to go on tonight and sound off on the Baylor deal. Talk about where I think Tony Romo is going to go. Okay. Every night from here on out. Okay. Trump out.
Okay. We'll see you. Thank you, Mr. President.